Weekend Music Radio.
Thought you'd never hear that song again on the shortwave, but there you go. Fancy Pants from Aka Bilk here on the return of Weekend Music Radio, WMR, returning to your wireless sets yet again. And we're on here today, 20th of December 2009, and it's good to have you with us here on the shortwave band. I'm Jack. And the other guy who was possibly on before me, unless you're listening to the first programme, of course. He was Mike James. And the two of us were two of the three founders of the original Weekend Music Radio back in 1980. 30 years ago in January, since our very first transmission. 30 years ago in April, since our first successful transmission. And 30 years ago, come June, from our so-called first official broadcast. So we'll be hopefully doing some commemorations during the course of 2010, all being well. Anyhow, you're listening to WMR with Jack behind the microphone for the next hour. And I'm going to be playing you some music, some educated chatter, and telling you a little bit about what's been happening this last couple of years since we've been having a break from the radio scene. We managed one transmission in 2008, and this is our first broadcast from 2009. So, actually, we managed two or three in 2008. That's right, yeah. Because we were on a sort of weekly basis at the very, very start of 2008, and then we packed it in for a bit of a break. I think that's right. If I'm wrong, my apologies. I'd have to look back my WMR logbook. So anyway, if you'd like to visit our website and keep up to date with WMR, it's back up and running again. It was offline as well. We've had nothing running, but website back up and running, wmrscotland.com, and you can email us studio@wmrscotland.com. weekendmusicradio@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you.
From Moscow to Milano, we are Weekend Music Radio.
That's us, WMR, Scotland's only international broadcasting station, on 6400 on the shortwave band. The old snail mail address, etc., are all still open as well. We're saying hi to a number of people throughout the course of this transmission as well. We're just getting back into the swing of things and enjoying playing new music on shortwave, 6400 on the shortwave band, WMR, playing Steely Dan.
She's
Good grief, yeah. There's nothing like a rock classic to get you get us underway for our first broadcast in 2009, believe it or not. Right at the tail end of the year. Good grief, yeah. It's Weekend Music Radio with Jack. Steely Dan, Do It Again from the 70s. What a superb track here on the wonderful world of shortwave radio. Have you wondered why we haven't been on the air for quite some time? There's a number of reasons, really, but one of the premier reasons is the fact that the sunspot count has been so quiet in the last couple of years, and we are really, really drawing ourselves along the bottom of the sun, the extended negative solar cycle. So shortwave conditions have been pretty poor unless you're running quite a bit of power, and even the last time we were on the air, we were running quite a bit of power, and the skip was so long that we could barely be heard in the UK. That's one of the reasons, and any other reasons other than that, I might tell you a bit about later on in the programme here today on WMR, Sunday 20th of December 2009. If you'd like to get more details on the station, WMRScotland.com is our web address. The old web address has been reactivated. And the email address, studio@WMRScotland.com. And by the way, if anyone's thinking of writing to us for a QSL card, that's okay, do so. You'll go in the queue because we have the old backlog from before. Not done just about anything for the last couple of years, so my humble apologies. But someday, the big box with all the letters will be drawn out and they will be replied to. I can assure you of that. They do get replied to every now and again here at WMR. Here's the Moody Blues. Justin Haywood and the Moody Blues on Weekend Music Radio WMR from Scotland on AM 6400 on the shortwave band. Loving it, being back on the airwaves of Europe. It makes a great change. And if you want to listen to this programme again, if you're having a little bit of local QRN or something on your wireless sets, you can go onto our website, WMRScotland.com, and hit the listen again link, and you can hear these broadcasts streaming in reasonable quality, reasonable bit rate. I'm not saying it's going to be great, but it'll be somewhat reasonable. Well, it was good enough before, so it's bound to be good enough now, eh? Got to say hi to Rog. Got to say hi to Roger Davis at Britain Radio, BRI. Had them the other night on Top Band, if you like. Had them on 4025 and Laser. The Laser transmitters are a funny set of transmitters, you know. I haven't heard Laser good for years and years, and it seems like years and years. It is years and years, what am I saying? And I sort of thought Laser had sort of faded into obscurity because the signals were either very, very poor or just not there at all. For the any time I've tuned in, at any rate. And I tuned in the other night, and Roger was on with a BRI program, and it was off the wall here, off the clock. What a stonking signal. In fact, I emailed Roger and congratulated him, of course, and he said, hi, Jack, good to hear from you again. Thought things were on the blah, blah, blah. So, once again, hi there to you, Roger. And somebody else I'd like to say hi to is Steve. Hi there to you, Steve West, of formerly of BRI. He sent us the usual Christmas card that was just signed one word, Steve. That's all it put on it. But I know fine it was him because it's Santa's reindeer and he's put wee aerials and things sticking out their heads and aerials in the trees beyond the house with the snow, etc. So and he signed it Steve, which is Steve West. Remember Steve? He used to do the DX program on Britain Radio International. Those were the days, eh? We are WMR, Weekend Music Radio, and hi there to all our old friends, and perhaps we've got some new friends as well today, but shortwave is a little bit of an old-timer's hobby these days. Who knows? Maybe we've got some new listeners. If we have, hello, good to have you with us. Merry, merry Christmas to you, and you'll be hearing Mike James later on with some of the tacky Christmas records that he plays on his annual Christmas show. His annual Christmas show didn't happen last year, but it's happened most other years previous, so he was ever so glad to be back in the studio and recording his fancy Christmas program. Remember a couple of years ago we did a long live on Boxing Day, eh? And got slowly monkeyed on the air. That was quite a good day, all the way from about midday right through to about midnight. And that was some feat of broadcasting. A couple of bottles of wine and a rake of cans of beer later, and we just managed to switch the transmitters off, and that was that. Good fun. Anyway, if you do want to get in touch with us, the old-fashioned way, if you're one of these people who don't do internet or wouldn't touch a PC or a mobile phone. And there's one or two people left out there because I've been listening to the Top Band, Ham Band some nights, and you hear guys on there that say, oh yeah, I don't have a computer, I wouldn't know what to do with it, you know, and all that sort of stuff. And you think, yeah, what kind of planet are they on? They're supposed to be radio amateurs and into technology and all that sort of stuff. But whoa, there you go. Sometimes they, sometimes you do get them. So there's one or two of you out there, probably, maybe one, who only deals in stamps, envelopes, paper, etc. So if you want to get in touch with us here at WMR, the old address is open, as always, at WMR, 14 Stone Row, Coleraine, Northern Ireland, BT521EP. And a good pal, Andy, he'll be going along to the old ruined castle, which is that address, and crawling in below the floorboards to see if the postie's left any letters for the last couple of years, because he hasn't been around the mail drop for a while. Andy's a good guy, actually. I haven't seen Andy for a couple of years, but when I did see him last, it's about 2 years in January I saw him last by accident. I was walking along the Giant's Causeway at the Causeway Hotel, and this guy started roaring and shouting off at the top of his voice at me. He says, oh, and I turned around and there was Andy Craig standing there. It was great. So we had a good old chinwag. I was there with a YL and had a great old time at the Giant's Causeway. Unfortunately, I didn't have enough time to go drinking or anything daft like that. We were only there for one day. I hate these quick trips, you know. I really do. I like to go somewhere and make a meal of it. But anyway, can't do everything. Can't do everything. That's the truth of the matter. Going to play you a record which starts off extremely muffled. I don't know if this is the original vinyl or not this is taken off of. It's a funny old record from the Spencer Davis Group and Gimme Some Lovin' here on Weekend Music Radio. And after that, I'm going to give you a little bit of a story about this track, which is fitting. Christmas 2009, it's Weekend Music Radio back on the airwaves with Jack, Mike, and the rest of the gang on shortwave. 6400 kilohertz, the 48 meter band shortwave. Legend in his own time, Spencer Davis, and Give Me Some Lovin' from 1966 got to a big number two in the UK charts back then. And believe it or believe it not, Spencer Davis is still to the fore and playing gigs at the age of 70. And nearly 70, because when I spoke to him, I've wasted the story here because I was going to say, 70. I was going to say nearly 70 when I met him, and that's destroyed the story. But anyway, I'll tell you the story because he was playing a gig here in Scotland, and Mike and myself were going to it, and we were standing at the bar. It was a small venue he was playing in a coastal area of Scotland, and Mike and myself decided, yeah, let's go along and see old Spencer Davis and playing with the animals as well. So that should be a good night. See the maestro playing his own songs instead of these cover bands, which I also like. But never mind, that's another story. So we're standing at the bar with our other pal, who we call Rod, because he's a Rod Stewart fanatic and he's got his hair all done and to look like Rod Stewart, all that sort of stuff, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, we're standing having a pint at the bar. And who shuffles over but old Spencer and starts chatting to us and bought us a pint and then we bought him one back and just telling us wee stories. Such a gem of a man, such a terrific gentleman to be a sort of 60s superstar, if you like, back in those days. And he's still doing gigs today. So I was really quite pleased to speak to old Spencer. But as I was saying, when he was talking to us, he was nearly 70. I think he was just about to turn 70 in the days after the gig that we saw him. So hats off to Spence and his friends. The other guys that were with him were some of the animals. A couple of them are dead, I think, or they're also unable to play. So they had the big fella from the Mindbenders. He was doing the vocals. And on the keyboards was none other than one of Judy's Blockheads. Who were they? They were the Loving Awareness Band. Remember the Loving Awareness Band from the Caroline days? the LA band. They were on the White album. They said Loving Awareness on it, and it had loads of posters and stuff on it, yeah? I'll play you a Loving Awareness track very shortly, but that was a Spencer Davis track there, Gimme Some Lovin' from 1966. I was so overwhelmed that night. He was such a gem of a guy. No bald-headedness or anything, which you get with some of the jumped-up local bands, in fact, because I had a little night out at a biker's do a couple of weeks after that. And some guys we know were playing for a bike club, playing the music, playing the covers, you know, the type of rock bands you get. And me and my mate went into the dressing room to have a chat with the guys at halftime. And, of course, the lead singer, he comes barging in and moaning and groaning about guys in the dressing room smoking, and he's lost a bag with his spare trousers. I mean, yeah, his silly trousers are going to fit a guy like me, aren't they? Yeah. So he was getting on like a fool, and then you get the real guys like old Spencer Davis, and he was just such a nice gentleman. I thought he was nice, really fine chap. So that was the story of me and old Jamesy going to see a man of nearly 70. Amazing. Okie dokie, Weekend Music Radio, all the way from Bonnie, Scotland, playing classic rock and oldies throughout the course of this weekend, 20th of December 2009, throughout the course of today anyway. We'll be on the airwaves on 6400 till we run out of things to say, basically, which is not like us, I can assure you of that, yeah, very, very unlike us. Okay, more music here on WMR, all the way from Bonnie, Scotland. And seeing as it's winter, here's Jill Scott-Heather.
Europe's longest-running shortwave free radio station, Weekend Music Radio, Scotland.
All from the Indians, welcome to pilgrims, and to the buffaloes, once rule a plane. Like the vultures circling beneath the dark clouds, looking for the rain. Looking for the rain. Just like the cities that stagger on the coastline, in a nation I just can't stand much more. I like the forest buried beneath the highway, never had a chance to grow. Never had a chance to grow. And now it's winter. Winter in America. Yes, and all of the hills have been killed. Sent away. Yeah, but the people know it's winter. Winter in America. Save your soul, Lord knows, from winter in America. The Constitution, a noble piece of paper, with free society, the struggle, but they died in vain. And now democracy is a ragtime on the corner, hoping for some rain. It look like either hoping for some rain. And I see the robins perched in barren treetops. They're watching last-ditch races marching across the floor. But just like the peace signs that vanished in our dreams, never had a chance to grow. Never had a chance to grow. And now it's winter. winter in America. And all of the hillers have been killed or betrayed. Yeah, but the people know it's winter. Lord knows it's winter in America. Nobody knows what to say. Save your soul from a winter in America.
Wiesbaden bis Vladivostok, von Madrid bis Moskau. Hier ist Weekend Music Radio aus Schottland.
Weekend Music Radio.
The fire still burns. Still burns.
You see that black boy? Scared, his old man in a bottle. He done quit his 9 to 5. He drink full time, and now he's living in a bottle. See that black boy over there running scared. His old man got a problem, and it's a bad one. He ain't done pawned off damn near everything. His old woman went and drank full bottle. And don't you think it's a crime when time after time after time people in a bottle, there's people living in a bottle. Listen to me. See that sister, her shirt was fine, but she started drinking wine in a bottle. She told me will show not bend the bottle. Come on, hit it a lick one time, stick.
Of tracks in a row from Jill Scott Heron on Weekend Music Radio WMR. The Bottle. Before that, you had Winter in America. Winter in America, eh? A little bit different from the winters over here. I was listening to some of the American medium wave stations just the other night, and they were predicting a fall of 2 feet of snow for some areas. And there was one particular Canadian station I had a little smirk at with the weather forecast. The highs were minus 26 or something, and the lows minus 48. Poor, must be a cold, miserable place in the winter months. Heavens above. Still, it'll be picturesque, I think. It'll be very picturesque. Looking outside the studio window, it's like a, well, I guess it's like a Glasgow Fair Friday outside. It's just chucking it down with rain, and we had a little dusting of snow, but it's all gone, and it's very, very dark and gloomy overhead, even though it's only 2:30 in the afternoon while this is being recorded. Recording the programme, by the way, on Saturday afternoon, 19th of December, for airing on the 20th of December, 2009. And as I say, looking out the studio window, it's just chucking it down with rain. My amateur forecaster friend, my drinking buddy, he said to me earlier on today, he says, you know, Jack, he says, I'm not going anywhere other than the local pub tonight. He says, we'll probably get snowed out. He says, the weather forecast bad. I said, aye, that'll be right, sonny. I says, you can't believe what the guys tell you. And this is his version of snow. It's chucking it down with rain, and all the lovely snow is melting away. It was very picturesque for the day or two, but boy, was it chilly. Well, it wasn't chilly compared with the Canadian weather forecast I told you about just a little while back. I don't know if we've got any clips, audio clips for you today. Not too sure. It'll be in the second programme, the second Jack programme. This is Jack number one. A couple of one-hour programmes from Jack and a couple of one-hour programmes from Mike just to show our heads again on the shortwave band 6400 Weekend Music Radio from Scotland. Good to have a Scottish station back on the shortwave band, because most of the stations on the 48-metre band nowadays are primarily Dutch. They're all Dutch. Dutch QSOs, Dutch tests, just playing a couple of minutes of music and going hello, hello, hello. You know, there's nobody doing programmes now, except, as I said before, they had BRI on 4025 the other night via the transmitters of Laser. And for the first time in many years, the signal was armchair quality. It was superb. So well done to the guys in Laser, whatever you've done to get that working. My hat's off to you, fine chaps. Don't know how the propagation is this weekend. There's supposed to have been a large solar flare predicted for Saturday late afternoon, but I don't know if it came to anything. Not too sure. Time will tell. The sunspot count has been rising. again. It's not been spotless for weeks on end again. It was spotless. The sun was spotless for weeks on end in the midsummer. Weeks and weeks and weeks went by, and the sun was completely and utterly spotless, which is good for medium-wave detectors if it would happen during the winter months, but it didn't. It was in the summer months. But not to worry, not to worry. There's been some amazing DX heard in the UK on medium-wave again this winter. It's been rather good, and especially in the north of Scotland, seemingly, where they've picked up New Zealand again in the UK on both 1080 and 1035 kilohertz, which are all European channels, remember. So quite a feat to pick up these stations all the way from New Zealand. Japan is commonplace, seemingly, up north. And, of course, Alaska as well. Alaska's been coming in at lower latitudes, as has Hawaii. Hawaii, on 1500 kilohertz, has been coming in as far south as Germany. I've never heard it here, but there's a chappy in Germany who lives on the North Sea coast with Bethlehem antennas. He's pointing straight to it over the pole, I think, and he picked up Hawaii a few days ago in the afternoon. I think it was possibly the 15th of December. So hats off to you, Jürgen. I don't think Jürgen will listen to to us pilots. He's too busy DXing the medium wave band, but I saw it in one of the boards on online. So I think he's got an audio clip up as well. It was on the Skywaves medium wave board, if you want to know what board it was. Okay, Weekend Music Radio. If you want to listen again, if you've got to go out and do your Christmas shopping, your last-minute Christmas shopping, and you're going to have to leave us on the shortwave and you want to listen again, no problems. We have a Listen Live section in our WMR website, which has been reincarnated. WMRScotland.com is the mailing address. The URL, I beg your pardon. And the email address, studio@wmrscotland.com. And if you want to write and complain about you writing to WMR before and not receiving a QSL card, that's fair enough. But don't worry, you will get them. We do intend to reply to all mail. Trust me when I say that, even if it takes a few years. I've said that time and time and time again and always kept my promise. But there's a big box down in the corner here of the studio, which hasn't been touched. It's got about 3 feet of steward on it, actually. Hasn't been touched for many years, so I'm going to have to trail it out and blow the dust off it and see what's in there and get the QSL cards out to the people. It's always nice to get a proper hard copy QSL through the post and not the traditional three-line email that you get nowadays from radio stations. I don't know when last I looked to a station. Don't know. No idea. Oh, there's a piece of DX news for you. Any DXs with a good communications receiver that goes right down to zero, you could try the Swedish long wave station, SAQ, Sierra Alpha Quebec, which is going to be on the air on Christmas Eve, the 24th, on 17.2 kilohertz. 17.2 kilohertz. Very, very low in frequency. And it does get out quite an amazing coverage here in Europe. And I think it's been heard across the Atlantic as well, 17.2. It's in CW, it's in MOS, but it really does get out pretty well. There's been some amateurs lately on the amateur band on 500 kilohertz as well. I don't know if anybody's heard them, but there's a few on the in beacon mode in 500 kilohertz, and there was a Swedish guy there with voice as well, which I never realised was legal on that band. I thought it was only CW on 500 kilohertz. I think it was in 508 or 507 kilohertz, something like that anyway. Okay, some more music here on WMR, Weekend Music Radio. I'm going to play you, I don't usually comment on jingles, that sounds like something old soap dodger Mike James would do, but I've got something to say about this one, which we played on a regular basis a couple of years back when we were on the air on a weekly schedule. It's Growing Old Disgracefully, Weekend Music Radio Scotland. And I was crawling through the web looking at the return of Big L on 1395. And believe it or not, that phrase has been used on Big L's website. I don't know if they heard it on WMR or if they just made it up themselves. But I thought we had made that one up ourselves. But there you go. So that's us. More music here on Shortwave Radio, WMR.
Growing Old Disgracefully, Weekend Music Radio, Scotland. We'll be right back.
Now that's what I call real rock and roll music. Here on WMR on shortwave. Across Europe at 6400 kilohertz and on the web at wmrscotland.com if you'd like to listen again to these transmissions for Christmas 2009. I wonder what else will be on the shortwave band this year. I know Radio Mistletoe will be planning some transmissions. I think they use high-powered Dutch relay stations. I think that's how they do it. The signals tend to suggest that they broadcast from Holland. And I remember coming home fair drunk one night on, I think it was Boxing Day a couple of years ago, and tuning into the 3 Meg band. And their Radio Mistletoe was absolutely off the clock, and it was a superb signal. Doing these, quite a lot of work goes into the Radio Mistletoe broadcasts, you know. They had a poem and everything like that about St. Nick or something like that, and DXing. It was DXing orientated, and it's obviously done by a DXer. I know that voice from Radio Mistletoe. I've heard that voice before on the shortwave, and I suggested to Chris Kringle, he calls himself, that I recognised the voice, but he wasn't biting, you know. He was saying, "Oh yeah, Jack, yeah, we like to keep it a bit of a mystery, who we really are," sort of thing. I thought, oh well, that's fine, yeah. But he does good programming, does Chris Kringle, what a name. So it's always worth tuning around the band, and he just pops up, so you've got to keep DXing to find his programming. Radio Mistletoe do send a QSL card via email, and it's always full data, and it's probably like a Word document or something, or a JPEG or something. So, yeah, well worth writing to. Haven't got the email address of Radio Mistletoe to hand. I remember the day I would have had, but not today. Just got our own address to hand. By the way, I've got to apologise for the Mike James programme, because Mike's reading out the wrong email address in his programmes. My apologies for that. So if you are listening, the proper email address to write to, if you're writing to a Mike programme, is studio@wmrscotland.com. studio@wmrscotland.com. Please use that as the main email address. Don't use the Yahoo address that Mike was given out. That's an old address which is used just in an emergency. And Mike was told that we were going to be using Studio, but he kept on forgetting to announce the new address. But never mind, at least he did his Christmas program, which will be worth a listen. Remember Mike and his famous Christmas programs when he dredged out all those awful Christmas records that you hear? Mike's got them and then some. Yes, he has. Playing a few more classic rock tracks in this part of the program before we do hand it over to Mike. I guess it will be the Christmas show coming up after this from Mike, so be prepared. Anyhow, here's some modern music from AC/DC. Runaway Train on Shortwave Radio, WMR from Scotland.
Come on, give it all the love.
great AC/DC. I would call them a Scottish band. They themselves call themselves Aussie. I mean, the Young Brothers were from Scotland. Bon Scott was from Scotland. Brian Johnson's from the north of England. And they call themselves Australian. Oh well, AC/DC, Runaway Train. They played that one at the gig in Glasgow that yours truly was at during the summer months. What a fantastic gig that was. My only wish, when I'll tell you the story of that actually, my only wish that I was in sort of better company that day, because I had arranged to go with this YL, this chick, to go and see AC/DC. Now, this particular chick was on holiday for 3 weeks before that. She came back the day of the AC/DC, or the day before the AC/DC gig. So what I did, I was picking her up at the airport, and suddenly when she arrived at the airport, it was announced that we were going up with some sort of newfound friends of hers. And I thought, yeah, well, that's okay, I suppose. That gives us a lift here. And then push came to shove, and the tickets didn't work out, and the girls had to go together, and I had to go. I had to go and sit with a complete stranger and his boys. I thought, that's nice. Yeah, that's great fun. But anyway, it was a good gig. We managed a few pints and had a really good concert. Trying to get out of Glasgow at that time of night was shocking, because these folk were from the city, and they didn't know where to park, and they parked right in the middle of the town where it was going to be chaos. And we sat for about an hour waiting to get out of the field where we were parked, instead of parking just a wee bitty up the road, walking distance from the park, and get a straight run home. But there you go, that's the type of thing you're up against in modern society. There's a long, long-winded story with a sad ending to that, but not to worry. More boring stories later on from yours truly, Jack. I've got a couple more to go, and then it's time to pass it on to old Squeaky Mike with his Rotten Radio and Record Show, as he used to call it all those years ago. Remember the days we used to be on every couple of weeks with Flea Power? Those were fun days, and we used to be sitting here in the studio recording our programme, and folk were banging at the door telling us to hurry up, it's time to go out, because we were going out on a Saturday night in those days. But we still do, but we haven't been doing our funky stuff in the woods for quite some time because of the low solar cycle that we're going through at the moment. 20 watts in the woods just doesn't really do it from a lorry battery, I'm afraid. And I was talking to Roger at Britain Radio about that as well, and he says, yeah, it's, if it wasn't for the assistance of other operators, he says, BRI would be struggling as well, because he thinks he'd be struggling to carry batteries into the woods these days. Well, it's a few years ago, Roger, since we were young lads going into the woods with the truck batteries, that's for sure. 30 years in 2010 since both BRI and WMR have been on the air. WMR was on only weeks before BRI's first transmission. And, well, I remember those days extremely well. Talking of old days, what about Christmas 1979? What about that? What's the memories of that, if anyone is listening to us who was a DXer back then? I certainly was. And I seem to remember that the FRBC transmitter was activated on shortwave just before Christmas. That was a very powerful transmitter, and it used to broadcast on 6,214.5, they used to announce. But that particular time, Christmas 1979, I think they might have been in 6250 or something. I'm not too sure. I would have to look back my old logs and see what James Harding, remember James Harding? See what frequency James Harding and co. were operating on. FRBC, such a great station, such a shame they don't show face anymore, because it was a really worthwhile listening to radio station. And James Harding was such a well-spoken chap on the shortwave band. You miss stations like that, you know. You do. You miss stations like FRBC. And, of course, in those days, Caroline was on the air from the Mi Amigo, Radio Caroline from the Mi Amigo. The ship was still at anchorage and broadcasting, although the power that Christmas was pretty damn poor. The power was upped, I think, for the 27th of December, but Christmas itself was very, very poor. I don't know whether Chicago turned the power down. in case everybody got drunk and started saying things they would regret. I don't know, but it was certainly awful here. But there's some good recordings going around of Christmas 1979 on the Mi Amigo. And Freddie Archer has some good recordings as well, but he doesn't want to part with them. No, Freddie is a very secretive man, and I send him an email every single year and say, come on, Freddie, time to get the Christmas tapes out and get them onto MP3. We need copies of them. And yes, 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 Jack, I'll get around to it. And he never does. That's about the third year. So I'm due to send Freddie Archer an email again and say, come on, Freddie, get it together, man, or something like that. Okie dokie, WMR, Jack, Mike, and the rest of the gang here at WMR. I guess this might be my last one. Let's see what time are we at. Yeah, this will be my last one. Otherwise, Mike will be going on like a crybaby. Oh, you got 5 minutes more than me. Okay, I'll give you the address one more time before the last record. It's WMR, 14 Stoned Row, as we used to say, Coleraine in Northern Ireland, BT521EP. Or just simply email us, studio@wmrscotland.com. studio@wmrscotland.com. That's the email address of the station. We'd love to hear from you. Much appreciated if you get in touch with us and let us know that you still are listening to the wonderful world of shortwave free radio stations. We're here for the duration of the day, I think, on the 20th of December 2009. So thanks very much for joining us. Here's Steppenwolf.
Weekend Music Radio, Scotland.
Weekend Music Radio freaks me out.
It certainly does. Weekend Music Radio, he says, sounding like James earlier with false starts and things like that. But never mind, here's one from the Rolling Stones. I think I said Steppenwolf, but I really meant the Rolling Stones, of course, Mick and the Boys. I was sitting a couple of weeks ago in the pub, trying to think in the guy that left the Stones. And between Mike and the amateur weather forecaster and myself, we couldn't come up with a name. And we met some Irish bod in the pub as well. And he says, just, I can't think of that guy's name. And of course, we went back up to the pub we had just left. And these young fellas said, and I hasten to add young fellas, said, you're talking about Bill Wyman, for goodness sake, you silly old fool. And so we were. Anyway, here's the Stones. It's Rockin' a Hard Place. For me, Jack, I'll catch you later. Bye.
Between a rock and a hard place. Between a rock.
Well, there you go. I'm just going to play one extra record here just to bring you the latest news from WMR. About 20 minutes ago in the programme, I was slagging my mate, who's a keen amateur weather forecaster, because he reads the sun, you see, and he reports back to me and he says, yeah, there's snow coming. And I was slagging him because it was raining outside, absolutely bucketing with rain and melting all the nice snow that we had. Well, while that record was playing, the snow has started in earnest here at WMR. A wild and lonely place here tonight if I don't get out to the pub, that's for sure. Because that's where I intend to go on this Saturday evening. I was stuck around the house and the Friday before Christmas when there were some good rock bands playing locally as well. But I couldn't get anybody to join me in an adventure. And it's too dear to be getting taxis home at this time of year yourself, you know. So anyway, that's the latest weather report from WMR. It's snowing like blazes outside. So during the course of the second Jack programme, I'll let you know whether we're going to get snowed in. I doubt it, though. We don't seem to get much in the way of heavy snow these days here in Scotland. Not at these latitudes, anyway. Don't know when last we had a good fall of snow here. I think it was a time a few new years ago, maybe about 2001. Jamesy, Mike and myself were in the local pub, when we had a local pub close to WMR. And we were going out every 20 minutes with a ruler. And eventually we lost a 12-inch ruler. We had a level fall of about 14 inches of snow. And we couldn't get to the hillside where we were going to be broadcasting an FM service from that year. And we had to make do with a very poor signal that year for the fancy FM service. It was flea power, but it was from a very, very high hillside. And we couldn't get near it that year. It was just too much snow just at the time we were going to set up. Talk about bad luck and what. Anyway, from me, Jack. Catch you later. Bye.
Music radio rocks on and on and on and on and on. And
Europe's longest running shortwave free radio station, Weekend Music Radio, Scotland.